This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Call Michael Kotze right now, 561-441-2730. State rates under 3.5%, 561-441-2730 for Choice Mortgage Bank.
I'll give you a lazy article that I saw. And there's some truth to it, but I also think that there is some smoke and mirrors to it. So the XFL ratings dipped in week two, right? It said the XFL had strong ratings in week one in its 19-year hiatus. Now week two weren't as strong. According to Jack Russell of the Washington Post, week two ABC games drew an average of 2.127 million on Saturday for the Guardians and Defenders, and an average audience of 2.397 on Sunday for the Renegades and the Wildcats, which, by the way, that was a good game. That was a fun game to watch. Saturday's XFL debut on ABC featuring Seattle and the Defenders generated a 3.3 average. The reduction from one Saturday to the next, starting at 2 instead of 3, was 1.1 million, which equates to 35%. Can I tell you why that's a little deceiving? And let me take out the stats on Monday because I have them here. The thing that people didn't take into account is that the Seattle game drew 29,000 people this past week. And they had a big crowd last week too, in the first week. The Seattle market is a little stronger than average markets in this league. And normally, look how they support their Seahawks. They support the Sounders. They still go to Mariners games, and the Mariners suck. Okay? All right? So let's be honest here. 29,000 for the Dragons. The other games, the Defenders had 15. The Wildcats had 14-7. And the Roughnecks had 17-1. So that game that had a 3.3 was a Seattle game. Now, let me continue reading the rest of the article. This is, I just want to, because I actually watch the games. So, you know, those people that don't watch the games, if you don't watch it, it's hard for you to really comment on what's going on. So the Sunday week one, okay, ABC ESPN game was televised by ESPN. It drew 2.5 million viewers. Week two Sunday game experience, less of a dip, only 103,000. So what do you think about that? Why? Because both games were on an even level playing field. When you have Seattle, you have a little bit of an advantage in this league because you have a bigger fan base that is watching in Seattle. And that helps a little bit, not overall. It's not going to help the overall number that much, but I think the drop or the difference wasn't nearly as bad as people make it out to be because Seattle has such a draw right now. Man, hey, man, 29,000 for an XFL game, that's pretty damn good, dude. Okay? I mean, think about it. It's not like basketball and hockey games are drawing 29,000. So that's impressive. That's not too bad.
You know, it makes no sense, man. Every time you talk about Seattle and their fan base and the way they support their teams,
great.
How in the hell did they lose the Supersonics?
Oh no, that was, remember, they didn't want to pay for the arena. So it was one of those things that it wasn't going to be privately funded. They wanted help from the public, and the public wasn't willing to do it. It was kind of like the Browns.
Right.
You know, the Browns fans never deserved to lose the Browns. But because they had built the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Indians ballpark, the public said, no, we don't have money for your football team.
We're spread too thin, yeah.
And we left. And so we're out of here. And so it wasn't really it wasn't the Browns fans' fault. They've always shown up, dude.
Oh, Modell had to leave without the name. He had to leave the name.
right. So the dog pound was always strong. It wasn't we never can blame the crappiness of the Browns on the fans. They are great, 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 great fans, man. They're rabid. You guys are awesome. Okay, I don't even know if I have one Cleveland fan watching, but you Browns fans are freaking awesome. And the Sonics fans also got screwed. So it wasn't really about the fans. It was more about the politics behind it. That's all.
Is it safe to assume that if the NBA expands,
oh, no, it's going again.
Seattle would probably be
It's already there.
Yeah.
It's already there. It's already there. And I can already tell you, just expand to Seattle and Vegas, bro. That's all. I mean, how
another
is
another trip to Vegas? I love your idea.
No, but the part that I don't understand, Bill, is how is the NBA not the first team in Vegas? How in the world did hockey get in there before basketball and football, which was like so anti-gambling and all that? And the NBA has been in Vegas for a while now, and they've had so much success over the years with their summer league there.
I was going to say they do a lot of off-season stuff
in
Vegas. Yeah.
And the summer league's like, it's must-see for people. They like go over there. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Vegas, hanging out for a week, and going to a couple summer league games, and that's it. Because it's during the day. Night, I go enjoy Vegas. I wouldn't mind that. That'd be pretty cool. It's a great way to spend some time in Vegas. So, yeah, that's kind of what it was about. But the XFL... It's funny, you know, yesterday we did that piece on PJ Walker, and when I tweeted it out, the Roughnecks actually retweeted it. They saw the post and they retweeted it. And I tell you, PJ Walker from the Houston Roughnecks, that kid's must see TV, man. He's fun to watch. I don't care what anybody tells me. That guy, I want to see him play quarterback when he's every week with the XFL. Every single week. I love what that guy's doing. But I saw that article, and I get that there was a little bit of a dip. The attendance went up 10%. Again, why? Seattle. Seattle helps out. You know? But again, there wasn't the kind of drop-off that we've seen in the past with the other leagues. So maybe they got a chance to start to sustain this a little bit more. We'll find out as the weeks go on now. How many of you out there that are watching on YouTube are actually watching the XFL?
Look, if you guys aren't watching, in all honesty, give it a ride, man. Give it a try.
If you're a football
Serious.
Fan. Serious. If you're a football
it's,
fan.
It's actually pretty good. I love some of the things they've instituted.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The changes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a faster pace. It's, you know, and the sideline interview thing, that insight. You know, there's a lot of really cool things going on with the XFL.
Yeah.
Plus, man, there's a lot of big hits,
yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, definitely, no doubt.